Happy Mothering Sunday. And today it's going to be actually fun, right? Apologies, I was meant to go and do a part two. I know I announced that last week of what we started last week, how to enter into God's rest. So it's good for us to rest that topic today and celebrate all our mothers, potential mothers, wives, moms, ladies, daughters, and everybody to be.
Sisters, yeah.
So we welcome you to this very special service. And thank you very much for joining us again. Like I said, thank you and thank you and thank you. Do you want to say something to everyone watching?
Yes, thank you everyone for all the texts and all the calls. Sorry, I missed all the calls. We just had some private time together this morning just to bless God. But thank you so much, family. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your prayers. And we give all the glory, honor, adoration, and praise to God for keeping us this 23 years. It's just been by His mercy. So we thank Him. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. Thank God for all of you. Mothers to be, mothers in waiting, potential mothers. And for those this day who are remembering their mothers who are in heaven, I say to you that God is with you. My husband, too.
Yes, like me. This is my first Mother's Day without a mom.
Yes, it is. But remember that God loves you.
Yes.
He cares so much about you. And He has an awesome plan for your life. So don't feel bad today. Remember your mother with great joy, with great peace, knowing that she's resting well in heaven, and be all you can be with God's help here on earth, so that at the end of the day, you can go to heaven as well to be with her and forever be with the Lord. So by the grace of God, I believe we will have a wonderful time together today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. What's in store today? Yes, like I said, we're going to have a talk show. And please, please and please, I want you to do something. We want you to participate.
Yeah.
We want you to contribute. We want you to comment. And today, dedicated to all our ladies, all our women, you can comment, you can participate via this live stream on Facebook. You can put the comments, you can put your questions, and you can also join us via Slido. It's going to be on the screen shortly. If you go to, Slido, S-L-I.do. And the hashtag is 22833. Hashtag 22833. So if you just go on that Slido app, you can put your live comments. We will be reading your live comments. We'll be reading every question you want to ask also. So the talk show today is going to be titled, What Mothers Really Want. What Mothers Really Want. And how women, and also women who have mothers, but we are all children, because our first son was saying last night to my wife that there's no way you could be a mother if I wasn't here. I can be very funny. So how men and children can help their mothers. Mothers are very interesting species. I tell you that, very, very unique. I look at the world we live in today, there will be no population growth without mothers. Men will just be, I almost use the word useless, but maybe something close to that. Without mothers, there is no way the men can be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, according to Genesis chapter 1, where God made the commandment, verse 27, 28, 29, without our women, without our mothers. So, what mothers really want? This is a question that I believe will help everyone if mothers can tell us what they really want from us, the men in their lives, and the children. So by children, both male and female. And, you know, it's interesting, there's a scripture that even tells us, I think it's in Proverbs. If I remember, if we can check that proverb, let me see what proverb it is now. All right, let's go to, I think it's Proverbs and chapter 20. Let's get it. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. Do you know what it says? Have you found it? If you found it, just read it to us. Proverbs 23 and verse 22.
Yeah, it says, "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee."
Okay, can you read a simpler version?
Okay. Amplified.
That should be okay. Proverbs 23, verse 22.
22, okay.
Okay, it's on the screen there. All right.
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
Do not despise your mother when she's old. Yet to the iPad generation, and even my generation, was, you know, don't call your mom, you know, that old woman. The Bible says even when she's old, you must always not despise her. Don't despise your mom. Think about the troubles women go through to just conceive, and then they go through the danger of having a life grow up in their womb, and then they have to give birth. And even the birth process is another thing, I tell you. I've been there like 3 times, and then with other women, it's not easy when you're in that labor room. I've seen men, strong men, break down watching their wives in labor. All right, so what can you do? Please join and help us to answer that question. This is especially to all the women watching, all our ladies watching. What do mothers really want? You know, I wish I could ask my mom, what do you want from me? What exactly, what are your expectations from the men, your husbands, and your children? Right, so to join us on this panel today, we'll be bringing on none other than, we call her M4. M4, I will add X, where X also can be a whole number. Mama 4. Can we welcome Dr. Ebolua Patrick? How are you today, ma?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. Happy anniversary once again to the two of you. Thank you so much for the honor and the privilege to be here with you today.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Ebo. You are a mother of 4 very active children.
Yes, sir.
And I've added X.
Where
X is a whole number, you know, as many as the Lord wills, and you and my very GP wills, may it be multiplied unto you.
Amen.
All right. Okay. All right, so let's hit the ground running. Do we have any comments yet? Please, we are discussing what mothers want, what they really want, okay? How men and children can help their mothers. If the mothers tell us what they want, I believe the men and the children will be able to tell the mothers what they want. Okay, now, we are privileged to know a little bit of your story, Dr. Ebo. I know there was once a time in your life you wanted, you craved to be a mother. How long ago did it take you to actually fulfill that dream?
In my own case, it was 4 years, 4 years of waiting. And obviously, the 4 years were not just silent years. They were years of different challenges that we had to overcome. And I think the greatest challenge during that time of waiting, even though we were believing God, you know, that he would eventually answer us, was us getting a diagnosis that eventually told us that we may never have children in life because of the condition my husband got diagnosed with at the time. So for me, at that point in time, even though wanting to be a mom was something I desired and craved, when we were faced with that that life and death situation, sincerely, I chose life. And I said to God, I didn't want children because I would rather my husband leaves and we're together than for him to go and then I'm left with, you know, nothing, or maybe left with a child and having to do that all by myself. So at that point, I said to God, just save my husband's life. I'm fine without children. But, you know, our ways are not the same way, you know, God does his things. And looking back now, since I've started having children, it's been 10 years now, almost 11 years, that we've had that, you know, that's the waiting season and the challenges. And we're here, we're getting stronger every day. Yeah, you said I've got 4 very active children. And obviously, I won't say the journey has been easy raising them, because there was a time I went from having 1 to having 3 children under 3. And then I went to having 4 children under 5, you know, so it was really, really challenging. Okay. But then everyone says, as you go, it gets easier. I'm not sure about that.
let me take you up on, you know, of course, there was the season of waiting. Uh-huh. And you said something very significant. You said when that challenge showed up, you were more concerned now about the life of your husband than even becoming a mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we are discussing what mothers really want and how this will help the men. And I hope my GP, Dr. David Patrick, heard that. And I hope he appreciated that. He appreciates hearing this again, that you actually even chose him over motherhood when that challenge was. Dr. Patrick, I know you are somewhere there. After this broadcast, take Dr. Ebmo out. Don't even wait for any lockdown to be lifted. Just open the padlock, okay? And take her out, even if it's for a stroll, and buy flowers, pluck flowers, and tell her, I love you over and over and over and over.
Do you like flowers? That's another thing that men have to learn.
To be honest with you, I'm not a flower person, but I would appreciate it if I do get flowers.
Really? Okay. What mothers really want? How men and children can help their mothers. Okay. Now, Dr. Patrick is watching right now. And I've thrown this challenge to him. Tell him on live TV what you want from him today. That's the first question I will throw to you. Right? Because you chose him over motherhood. And I will give you a scripture, a very interesting scripture. I was meditating before we went online. And I saw something very interesting that talks about what you're saying. So, all right, that question, and then I'll read the scripture. Dr. David Patrick, here goes Dr. Ebolua Patrick. All right, please go. You have the floor. Tell him what you want.
Okay, because, you know, he works so hard, and myself and the children are super grateful for the things he does. But I would just really want time away with him, just us, without the children. Because when the children started coming, it was another phase we entered, and the children just took over our lives. Even though we had those 4 years, but those 4 years were not years that we spent, you know, really enjoying, because we were either apprehensive about being parents and then the diagnosis came. So I long, you know, for a time where I can just be with him and not have to worry about the children. And this is saying to, you know, all my sisters that might be waiting, I keep telling them, enjoy this moment, because when the children come, you would hardly find the time to be friends. You know, even though you're friends, you say to yourselves, oh, we're friends, my husband is my best friend. But having that space just for yourselves and to be by yourselves is almost like gold in our house now. So what I really want is just to go away with him, spend time away with him, even if it's just for a weekend. That's just all I want, and not have to worry, because he tries, he sends me away every year, oh, just take time off your birthday and go and say, let's just go away. What he keeps saying is, who looks after the children? I don't want to have to go away and have to think about the children. So it's, you know, it's just having that time with him and not being guilty about going away. That's just it.
Okay. So shall it be.
Amen.
She wants time away with you alone, Dr. David Patrick. I've just exposed you. See what mothers really want?
Yeah,
they want time. Did I hear yeah? Yeah.
Yes, right here.
Okay. Do we have any comments?
Yeah.
About what she said.
Yeah. Okay. This one says, mothers want their children to grow up successfully and live better lives than they did.
Mm.
And another one says, just do some of the housework sometimes and ask me how my day was and spend time with me without the children.
Okay. That echoes what you're saying. Thank you for that comment. Now, the first mother in the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. The first mother, the first woman in the Bible, her name, Eve. Now, do you know what happened here? Initially, just like you said, it was just the two of them.
Mm.
And they were together.
Yeah.
And then in by the time we got to Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, of course, when they were together, they had their challenges.
Mm.
Can you see that is similar to your story?
The devil
came, tempted, you know, Eve and all that. That's not what we're talking about today. And then after their temptation, their challenge, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Now, Dr. Ebun, do you know what Eve means? It means life. You chose the life of your husband, even over becoming a mother. And I tell you that is commendable. And I want to say to every man, you know, listening, watching, our mothers give us life. Mm-hmm. They bring us to this life.
Mm-hmm.
And they will always choose life for us over every other thing. And that's very remarkable, because what you just said, in a way, just tells us what happened in Genesis chapter 3. Okay, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for that. Do we have any? Okay, there's a comment I saw before. I think that came from the Facebook Live. Can we display that comment again, please? It says, send the kids to me. I'm happy to have them. Okay, that's Bukola Okoro. She said, send your kids to her. She will have them so that Dr. Patrick can take you away.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Patrick, you got no excuse now. You got no excuse. All right. Let's go on. Okay. Looking again at motherhood, it changes the story, the perspective. Like you said, you know, the relationship changes.
Yeah.
Now, let me talk from the point of view of a man. When I remembered when we had our first son, when I saw what she went through to conceive the 9 months of waiting, the trials, I thought that, you know, I think I was still posing. You know, I was still using faith and all that, being strong, until I followed her to the labor room. Something changed. But when we had the first child and I saw, is this the trouble that it takes? I told my wife, can you remember what I told you?
Yeah.
Please tell them.
Well, he said, this will be the only child we'll be having. I won't be having any more children because the trouble is just too much and he can't bear it. Can't stand it. Yeah.
First month, first week, second week, we were not sleeping.
Sorry.
Noah is saying sorry to us here in the studio. It's your fault, Noah. Anyway, so do you want to say something? What do mothers want? Tell the men.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe tell the men, well, would it be, you will be telling me, I know she will be telling me indirectly now, if I give her the floor.
Yes,
what do you
sir.
Really want? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you echo Dr. Ebun's sentiments?
Yeah, I sincerely, 100% echo Dr. Ebun's sentiments. For women, we just want to be understood by our husbands. Mm-hmm. We want to be understood and loved.
Yes.
So we want our husbands to notice us. You know, when you do your hair, some men, you'll be dangling the hair like this, turning your head upside down in front of them. They still won't get it. What do you think of my hair? It's nice. It's nice. No, just don't stop at it's nice. Say it's gorgeous. Yes. Oh, I like the way you styled it. I like the way you styled it. It's so, oh, like I did my hair recently. My husband has grown. We thank God for him.
Are you rebuking your life?
No. I'm not rebuking you.
On 23rd wedding anniversary.
I'm saying that you have grown. When I did
I
my
grown. Okay.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. I am grown.
He was like, oh, your hair has grown. Your hair is really looking nice. You know, that is what women want. Mm. So it's just something that God has put inside of women. We can't help it. So when your wife, you know, when it's your wedding anniversary, don't forget, you know, don't forget. Don't say you are working. Because to a woman, of course, you are working very hard. Thank God for our men that work very hard. But it's not all about the money. Even if you can't afford a great gift, just being there with your wife really, really matters. So women want to be understood. They want to be cared for. We want to be loved and appreciated. We want to spend time with our husbands, you know, not that our husbands will stay in the office and not come home or come home late and eat and then start reading a newspaper. You know, when you ask a man, how was your day? You say, my day was fine. Ask your wife how her day was, but be ready to listen for the next 30 minutes. Don't switch off. Because when a woman wants to tell you about her day, she can go on for the next 20, 25 minutes. She will tell you from the moment she puts on what she's going to wear in the morning to getting on the bus or the car, what happened inside the bus or what didn't happen, what happened that she was getting off the bus, what happened at work, what happened when she was coming back home. That's the way a woman is. She just wants to talk and she just wants you to listen, you know. So, and, you know, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, things like that, the woman wants you to just remember that day. If you can afford, it doesn't have to be like a heavy gift, and understand what your wife likes. If your wife doesn't like flowers, don't give her flowers. Find out what your wife likes. Find out the things she likes. Find out, like, I like shoes, I like handbags. I started wearing trainers. Pastor, I'm just giving you hints. Pastor has been helping me. I got some wonderful gifts yesterday, this morning, from you for our wedding anniversary. You know, take time, even if the children are still little, for, you know, I think sometimes it has to do with our culture. You know, our Caucasian brothers and sisters will hire a babysitter for like a few hours. Have a date afternoon. Don't let the dating stop when you get married. You can go to Costa Coffee for like 30 minutes. Just sit down and chat.
What if you don't like coffee?
And then you take tea or you go so or you go to KFC or McDonald's or go to a Nigerian restaurant. Just go where you know you both be able to like chat for like a few minutes. Just be yourself. Yes. Remember the days and the years gone by and just appreciate each other.
Yes.
And help with the housework. Help with the housework.
Okay. Yes.
Can I just say something to what to echo what Mama has said, I normally say this, that what we want as mothers are not things that you'll find in shops. You know, yes, don't get me wrong, we like the gifts, we like the force that they feel like this, but the things that we really want are not things you'll get in the shop.
Really?
Yes, Pastor, things like understanding goes a long way. There are times that I just want to. Women are very emotional. We've got hormones running through us, and whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, there are times that we have the mood swings based on our hormones. So I'm talking medically now. So we want the men, we want even the children to understand that I might be happy now and cheerful and chatty, and the next moment I switch off. It is for you to be able to decipher where I am at that point. It comes back to the understanding. You said something, Mama said, oh, just going to Costa and having a coffee. And you said, what if I don't like coffee? It's all about the understanding. If at that point in time, what she's asking or what she's craving for is that particular thing, even though you don't want it, there's nothing stopping you from being understanding enough to know that, okay, maybe this is how she feels at this point in time, and I will support her. So the understanding is, for me, it was one of the things I said I was going to talk about. It's a major, major thing, because I found out over the years that the men do not understand us, and it's a big shock, and it causes clashes in homes, it causes clashes in marriages. My husband has learned, he's getting better and better as, you know, the days pass by. For example, yesterday he came home and he was saying, oh, tomorrow they're going to be making breakfast for us. And I said, no, it's Mother's Day and I'm not coming into this kitchen. And he looked at me and thought, you're surely not going to starve your children. And I'm like, I'm serious. I'm not going to do anything. It's Mother's Day. Guess what? He didn't push it. We laughed over it because I said to him, oh, he said he thought it was Women's Day. And I said, even if it's Women's Day, am I a man? I'm a woman. So I said, I'm going into the kitchen. That's it, I'm not going into the kitchen. But guess what? He didn't fuss about it. He didn't say anything about it. He has told me this morning, okay, that's it. Later today, we'll do something. I'll don't bother yourself. So it's just about coming to that place of understanding that, okay, this, and the truth of the matter is, it's not all the time that we make these demands. If I get my head done, I expect my husband to look at it and, you know, I appreciate that there's something that has changed. Because what you're telling me, if you don't see it, is that you don't know anything about me then. Because there must be a difference in what it is that, you know, that I present to you. So it's about understanding that as women, we have these desires, we have these, you know, we have these cravings. And at times, the way we start the day might not necessarily be the way we'll end the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it is for men to have that understanding. If I want to be left alone and don't want to talk, please respect that and let it be.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We are discussing what mothers really want, how men and children can help their mothers.
Yeah.
And my eagle eye caught something there, Dr. Ebu. And I love this live TV. Now, who just came there? And this is very relevant. A child, I noticed your right hand moved so sharply. Can you tell us on live camera what just happened now? Because it's going to help a child. Can help their mother? Sorry, before you say that, okay, you want to join this participation, please comment, we want to know, especially the mothers, please.
Yeah, they're talking
the
now.
Sisters, please.
They're talking
the moms to be, please. Help us men, because you said understanding now.
Mm.
So we want to understand you. And the way you help us to understand is by telling us what you want, what you really want. So please, we're discussing what mothers really want, how men and children can help their mothers and give them rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are talking about resting in God. All right, back to my question, because that's going to help the child. You are on live camera, and your hand suddenly moved, and I saw a head. And I've been to your house before. I know you don't have dogs. Tell us what happened there.
So I think it was, it was our baby that came in. It was Nathan that came in. I don't know what it is that he wants or what it is that he wanted, but he's just coming. So it's all about the understanding. I told him that I'll be busy and I'll be in my office. I don't want any distractions. So I've come in here and I've shut the door, but he's coming. And I think he's growing in understanding as well, because normally he will just have come in and stood at the door or just come straight here. And, you know, he would have told me what it is that he wanted. But he's opened the door, gone on the floor, crawled behind me.
Aww.
I went on the other side to whisper. And then I just told him to go back the way he's come and go out the door. And he's not saying anything. I don't even know what it is that he's come for.
Now, tell us how old Nathan is so that everybody can understand the context of what you just said. Nathan is how old?
He's five.
So you've just told him what you want. You are busy. Did you tell him you're doing a live broadcast, or you just said, don't disturb me in my office?
I told them, but then they're connected downstairs to service as well. So I'm sure they're seeing me. So I don't know how he's got away from his father to come upstairs. I don't know how that has happened.
I think whatever made him come up there, he really wanted something.
Yes.
So maybe our next topic would be mothers. Listen. What children really want from you. Okay, thank you very much. Let's read some of said the women are talking.
Yeah, before I read what the women are saying, I just wanted to chip in, especially to the men on this forum who are not yet married and who are believing God to get married. I just want you to understand that when it gets to a certain age with a woman and you become a friend and you are inviting her to the cinema, you are saying to her, let's go for coffee. The thing that woman hears is, this guy is interested in me. Because you see, guy says, oh, it was just innocent. I just wanted her to go and watch a movie with me. It's no longer innocent to a woman. So please, if you are not ready to marry, if you are not ready to go on a date, if you are not ready to commit to a woman, don't be inviting her to cinema. Don't invite her for coffee. Don't invite her to go somewhere with you. Because to a woman who is ready for marriage, that is telling her that you are interested in her and you want to go out with her. So I just wanted to chip that in.
Okay. I think that will trigger us coming back for a talk show on marriage, relationships, and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Our topic again, what mothers really want.
Okay.
How men and children can help their mothers. All right, so let's read. Thank you. You are bringing your comments. I want us to dedicate the next few minutes because we ask people to contribute and they will like their contributions to the red.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, contributing.
Thank you.
Keep it coming and keep it coming. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it this way. You read the Facebook. Is that the Facebook?
No, this is Slido.
Okay, you read the Slido. I'll read the Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be appreciated. I want him to ask me how he can love me. I want him to choose me over his friends. I want him to tell me he loves with words every day.
Okay, you want him to tell you how he loves you?
Yeah. How he can love me.
How he can love you.
Yeah, because our love languages are different.
Okay.
What one woman wants is different from what another woman wants.
All right.
So you have to know what your wife wants.
Okay.
I want him to choose me over his friends. I want him to tell me he loves me with words every day. I would like the husband to show the world that he loves me. PSA. I've never heard this before. Public show of affection.
Show of affection.
Is
yes.
One of my love languages. Stop being shy. Kiss me in public.
Hey! My wife even wants me to kiss her in church. You did hear that. Let's give that. Yes.
Don't start it.
Okay, just go now.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Another one says, me, I like money.
Hey.
Obi, give me cash. Love you.
Okay, some women like flowers, some like money.
Some like me, like shoes and bags, and they have to match. So if you buy me the red trainers this month, know that next time my birthday, buy the handbag. Children, please just do what I ask once.
Mm.
Okay? Don't wait for daddy to come before you do what I say.
Mm.
I love you all so much, but sometimes, man, she put God bless.
Okay, that's the woman, a mom, okay? What mothers want, what they really want. Okay? Right?
Sometimes I just want to be by myself. Please give me that.
So the men and the children understand that mommy just at times wants to be by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor has brought a medical angle to it. Women have mood swings.
Yeah.
Women, we don't swing nowhere. We are like this. We're ever ready. Okay. Any more? All right.
Yeah. This is like a question. Hi, mothers. I'm still young, but I have met someone and feel like I have met my person. How can I approach this milestone wisely? I am very nervous.
Okay. That's a good question on relationship.
Yeah.
We will try to address that, but I just want us to stick to the topic so we don't go a little bit off.
Yeah.
Please remind me to answer that.
Okay. There's another one. Women need to be loved by their husbands, especially after having children, when your body shape has changed.
Okay. So mothers want our men, irrespective of the shape of the body, because by the way, you are even the one responsible, vicariously liable, if I use a legal term, for the shape of the woman's body. All right, so love our mothers. Okay, I won't say it. Whatever shape. All right. Okay, so let me read from. Thank you. Keep it coming. We are having a live discussion. What mothers really want, how men and children can help their mothers. So the mothers are talking and helping us to understand them. Okay. Somebody's egging the two of you on here. I see you. We love to see. Yes, Mama and Nati will be speaking gems. Okay, it's all right. There's no problem. a man is commenting. So we are to learn how to deal with emotional imbalances and mood swings. It says we are learning. And the person put in bracket Dr. Ebun 2021, acknowledging you. Okay, every woman is an individual with different likes, and we don't really appreciate being stereotyped.
Very true.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So don't come and be comparing your mother and saying this is how mothers are, this is how women are. Mm-hmm. Every mother, every woman is an individual, and they're unique. Thank you for that contribution. Somebody said, that's right. Yeah, understanding. Very vital. You said something key, Dr. Ebun. Most of the things, usually, I'm putting in my words, okay? That usually a woman wants are not things you buy in the shop.
Yeah.
Understanding is very vital. The Bible says understanding is a wellspring of life for him that has it. That's Proverbs 16, verse 22. Okay? Ooh, a man is contributing because they are learning. You see, you are helping the men. I says, women want to be appreciated.
True.
All right. Did I see your hand move again?
No.
Otherwise, we're going to put that young man right on camera. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Adeyinka Kizo Ojuromi. We want our men to have at least one nice complimentary word to their women daily.
Mm.
Not once a month, not just during anniversary.
Yeah.
Not happy new month, happy happy, you know, everything is happy now.
Not before.
All right. Okay. Somebody's backing me up here. Although it's not our day, but thank you, Daddy Ewa. Say, Pastor, show it. Well, I don't know which show he's talking about now. Maybe supporting the women. I don't even know. All right. Men want to lead and be the hogga for house, but Jesus said they must serve. I love that. So men, our women are saying that it's not really you being the boss. Hogga means boss, right? But Jesus is talking about service. We serve one another, okay? We serve. Even as a leadership position is a position of service. Okay, all right. I know this. I've heard this before, and I know that Dr. Kumbi Taiwo, flowers and a day to ourselves. And she says she misses your usual Mother's Day outing.
Oh, yeah. We
blame it. Blame it on Corona.
It's COVID, yeah.
COVID, thou art not done well at all. All right. Mothers do all the serving as the weaker sex. Please, men, serve and lead children by being an example of serving. Be an example of serving. Our children are actually watching us.
Yes.
And, you know, somehow, I think it's also psychologically proven that children actually watch their fathers more than their mothers. Because you mothers are always usually with them. But they learn life principles from the way their fathers treat their mothers and also treat them, you know. So maybe that's something we will look at on Father's Day. Anything on Slido? Anything new?
Yeah, men should support their wives or a woman with their careers and not try to bring her down with every little effort she makes.
Okay, another comment says mothers want their children to grow up successfully and live better lives than they did. Okay, you read that before?
Yeah, I've read everything of sleep.
Okay, somebody, I wish my mom was here. Cherish your mothers, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Well, you are re-echoing my own thoughts too. You know, I was telling my siblings the other day, we had a discussion just about 2 days ago. I said, it's now that our mom is no longer there that we really, really know our worth and value, you know. Okay, mothers want their husbands to be good examples to the children. Okay, any more?
No.
All right. Do we have any more comments on Facebook Live? Okay, any more? Okay, Dr. David Patrick, you said from grace. What do you mean by that? Can you explain it by commenting further? By grace, what do you mean? Is that from grace?
Hello, mommy, from grace.
Okay, hello, mommy, from grace. Okay, Grace is greeting you on live TV. She went and commented. Oh, my very good friend. Oh, no. Okay, my very good friend from North Carolina, Dr. Tokumbo Folari. Thank you for wishing us wedding anniversary.
Thank you, Dr. Folari.
Yeah, and he put something there. Well, that's the nickname they used to call me when I was in secondary school. That's my secondary school mate. If any one of you calls me that name, because
don't say it now if you don't want to be called.
Dr. Tokumbo Folari, thank you from North Carolina.
I've even been given a name. Wow, I'm just saying it.
That's what they used to call me in secondary school. Don't ask me what it means, okay? All right. Thank you for all your comments. Our time, we will be rounding up. You know, mothers in the Bible, I looked at the first, the key moms in the Bible, like in Genesis chapter 17, verse 16, talks about Sarah. You know, you see Sarah there. If the media team can display that scripture, Genesis 17, 16, something about mothers. Okay. If it's not that, can you let me check Genesis 17, 16? Okay, let me just read it from here. The Bible says there that this was God talking to Abraham. It says, as for Sarah, your wife, verse 15, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, verse 16. I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. That's one beautiful thing about mothers. Mothers give birth to great men, great women, kings. You know? So let's go to Rebecca, Genesis 24 and verse 16. Rebecca, Genesis 24, verse 16. Another significant mom in the Bible. Genesis 24, verse number 60. I hope there's a verse 60. Yes, there is. If you're back on the display, but I can also read that. It says, and they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, this was when they came to ask for the hand of Rebecca from her parents for a wife, for Isaac. So when she was going, hear what her parents, her people prayed for her. The Bible says, and they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring, that's your children, possess the cities of their enemies. That's, I believe, a desire that mothers also have for their children.
Amen.
That's one thing they want, scripturally. Yeah. And then Exodus 20, verse 12, is that great commandment from God. It says, honor your father and your mother. He says, because that's the first commandment that goes with a promise.
Amen.
Honor your father and your mother. Honor. Honor.
And another thing I would like to add, obviously, is that as humans, so for men and the women, we all make mistakes. Nobody's above mistakes. But, you know, what as a mother, well, I'll speak for myself, is that even when I make mistakes, I want to be reassured by my husband that I wouldn't be labeled or be judged by that.
Yeah.
So when I look through the Bible, a good example is Elkanah and Hannah in 1 Samuel 1 verse 8. You know, when she was crying and, you know, she might have been blaming herself. But Elkanah said, you know what, am I not even better than, you know, so many sons unto you, you know. So he reassured her. As women, as mothers, we want that reassurance from our husbands that even if things are going otherwise, they're there with us, they're standing by us, they're there to uphold us. When we're falling, they're there to, you know, with the love of Christ to catch us. They're just there, you know, just knowing that there is the presence of another person to help carry your burden. It does a lot. It does a lot. So reassurances, you know, little things. It might not even be verbal. Just I've been in the kitchen all day and you just come in to just hold me or just to pat me on the back or just to, you know, massage my shoulders, just to tell me that I'm not in it alone. It's reassuring.
Okay. Thank you for that. Another comment on Facebook. We want our children to choose a career that make them happy and to know that we are here for them anytime, any day. They will remain our babies. Thank you for that. And that's really a godly attitude.
Yeah.
Allowing your children to choose a career that makes them happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes you happy as a parent.
That's right. So it's not about you. You want your children to know that you're thinking of them. Their career is something that makes them happy.
Yeah.
And of course, I believe to make the mom happy too, because if the child says he wants to choose armed robbery as a career, that's what makes them happy. I'm sure the mom will be happy with that. So, okay, that they are there for them every day. They remain our babies. That's right. We never grew up before our women, before our moms. You know, our moms at times, you know, they talk to us as if we're still children. But it's okay. It's okay. All right. Anyone on Cedo?
Yeah. Help raise our children and not leave all the responsibilities to our women.
Mm.
Don't judge me, correct me, and don't disgrace me outside.
Don't judge me, don't correct me, don't do it outside. But they can do it inside, huh?
But then
it can be done inside. It can be done inside with love.
With love.
Yeah, because there's a way, you know, there's a way a man is meant to protect his wife, okay? Before his family, before every other third party. So if your wife has done something wrong, it's not when you are outside that you should say it. There's a way you can say it to a woman. The tone of your language matters. And I said to my husband, your face when you are talking to me even matters, because that's the kind of person that I am. So it's very, when the woman is saying, don't disgrace me outside, of course, like Ebon said, we all make mistakes. We all do things that are wrong. But there's a way you can talk to me. Don't talk to me rudely. You know, pulling me down in front of the children. Men, please don't do that to your wives. Don't pull your wives down in front of the children. Don't pull your wives down in front of your family. Don't pull your wife down in front of your dad or in front of your mom, in front of your brother, your sister. This notion of it's our wife. It's not our wife. She's your wife. She's not the wife of a village. She's your wife. So you must protect her in front of your family. You must protect her in front of your friends. You are not perfect and she is not perfect. So even when she makes mistakes, there's a way you love her, there's a way you support her, and when you get home, you can talk about it. Reassure your wife. Let her know that you are with her. Support her. Like Ebon said, just putting your hands on her shoulder, or just, I like my husband touching my hair.
Can I touch it?
Touch it. All right. No stroke. Now he's shaking his head.
On live camera, she likes it. Even on live camera.
I like it on live camera. I like being held in touch. I said it. Pastor, you're the one that started it. Don't let's go there. So, you know, it's very, very important for us to understand, you know, what our wives want and who they are, the things that hurt them. You as a man, when you live with a woman for some time, you know the things that hurt her. So don't do them outside, not even inside. Find a way of settling things when you are by yourselves, before going to bed. Not in front of the children, not in front of family, not in front of strangers.
Okay, thank you for that. The same way sons reassure their mothers that they will take care of them in old age, is the same way husbands should reassure their wives in times of uncertainty and as when required. We have heard you loud and clear, ma. You said it and you texted it. It is written and it was said. Thank you for that. All right. Protect and cover. Marriage is a union of two people from different backgrounds. There's tendency for mistakes from both parties. Okay. All right. My very good friend, all the way from North Carolina. It's very early in North Carolina. The USA says, how you treat your wife is how your sons will learn to treat their wives and how your daughters will accept to be treated. And that's coming from a man. He's also a medical doctor. Thank you, Dr. Tokunbo Folari. I'm not going to call you your nickname on live camera, but, you know, you texted my nickname there. It's all right. We know where we meet. Okay. I think that's about it. Such an interesting discussion. Because of our time, we will probably have to. We'll have final words. Don't worry. I want us to. Daddy AY. What do you mean? Touch, not part.
He can do whatever he wants. This is his wife.
Touch.
Which one is your own?
Anyway, so I'm bringing up someone very shortly. Yeah. I hope they are there. Because one of the themes about Mother's Day, I think I mentioned to Dr. Ebu yesterday, that, you know, one of the things is, it's also a sensitive day when we're doing Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, It's a day of joy. It's a day of rejoicing, you know. But that same day reminds some people their mom is no more. Mm. So it could be a day when everybody's laughing. They are actually sad. Crying yeah. and sad. Mm. And it's also a day that reminds others, too, that, oh, I wish one day I, too, will have, you know,
children
and become a mom and all that. So I will be bringing someone up shortly. I hope she's ready. If you're ready, can you type it in the comment section that she's ready? If I see it in the comment section, then we will bring her in and she will be okay. Yes, she's ready. Okay, can you bring her up to join this? I'm making a cameo appearance. All right, I want to introduce to us the latest mom in Love Assembly. That is a baby girl that just had a baby girl. Let us welcome Mrs. Sapphire Ezikpe Elizabeth Nana Kalu. How are you today, Sapphire?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
AKA Mommy Ada Eze.
AKA Man Nuna. Did I say it properly?
Nuna.
Yes, I love that name.
Wow,
yes.
You are looking good.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I hope your husband told you that you are looking good because that's one of the things you don't learn now. Yes, and wow, it's good to see you, Sapphire. And how many weeks experience do you have as a mom?
4 weeks, entering my fifth week.
Wow, and how has it been?
It's been getting better as the days go by. 2-3 weeks were a bit like unsettling, but now we're getting better into a routine.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of people are happy to see you for the first time.
Yes.
You know, they're greeting you here. Hello, Mommy Adaisy. Welcome, Mommy Adaisy. And how has it been? I think we're getting some people somewhere. You know where that is coming from?
No.
Okay, but it's okay. All right, it's better now. Right, okay. So, you know, one day we will have a time for the story, but we're bringing you up especially today, Sapphire, because I would like you, because I know a day like this. Okay, somebody just said, oh, you are glowing. Yes.
Thank you.
The echo is coming from, I think, I don't know. Anyway, so I know for 9 years, Mother's Day, I don't know how you've been coping every Mother's Day when, you know, there's Mother's Day and things. So one day I will bring you up to share your story. But I sense that you've been there. You've had the weight and it's fresh and God is doing a new thing. Can you still hear me? Okay, good. So it's still fresh. And I believe that two things I want you to do. What would you like to say to Adaisy? If Adaisy could hear you. And then secondly, I want you to pray, because you've been there, you can feel it, it's fresh, to pray for all our expectant mothers and those who are waiting also for that fruit of the womb. So the first question, what would you say to Adaisy? Adaisy is just 4 weeks old, from my calculation, going to 5, right? So what would you say if she could hear you? Tell her what you want from her.
I tell her that she's a child and she's God's gift to me, and she was worth the wait.
Okay, so tell her what you want from her.
Oh, she's going to be great. Yeah.
Okay, So you will tell her you want her to be good. Yeah, what you want from her? Yes.
I want her to be a child who would serve God, know Him, love Him, and work in His path and His purpose for her life. Sorry, I'm looking at her. That's why my eyes are there.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I know I'm just putting you on the spot. You know, yeah. This wasn't planned. Yeah. But thank you that you
could become God's heart. That's my desire.
Say that again.
A woman after God's heart. That's my desire for her.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Do you want to pray? You know, and I know you will do a good job there. Just pray for all our women, sisters, those expectant moms, and those believing God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that even before the foundations of the world, you created all women by your grace to be mothers. Oh. Lord, the children just confirmed. Father, I pray for everyone that is waiting. Father, Lord, to them, you're giving them your promises, your word. But waiting period can be very tiring. Mm-hmm. Lord, that you give them the strength to hold on to that promise and to continually look up to you, Jesus, who is the finisher of our faith. And just like the whole church, God, faithful, he was able to bring forth Isaac through her. Lord, mm-hmm. we thank you. Father, Lord, we also pray for those that are carrying their babies now. Mm-hmm. Father, Lord, we pray for strength to carry to the end. Father, day of delivery, Father Lord, it will be smooth. Father Lord, it will be quick. Father Lord, they will not deliver in vain. Father Lord, we thank you for all these promises you've given us, the ones that are yet to come. Thank you for their word. We thank you for the work that you have put in our hands to reward us with these children. Father Lord, we give you the praise. Thank you for expecting everyone that is believing you. Lord, they are mothers. They don't need the children to come physically for them to know that they are mothers. Let them also walk in that identity like I did. Let them speak to their children even before they are formed in their womb. Let them call them forth. Lord, thank you for creating us as mothers to look after these godly children. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you, Mama Adaize. Thank you very much. Oh, did Adaize crawl to you now like Nathan did to if she crawled to you now, then a revival is gonna break for you. A child walking crawling at 4 weeks.
I just want to encourage husbands, because sometimes I don't believe it's everyone. The mothers can feel sort of alone in the journey. There's something my husband does every Mother's Day. He gives me a card, and I remember he gave me this card 3 years ago, and he read, "Mommy, we want to thank you for being a one in a zillion mother. Thank you for praying, teaching us the word of truth, providing and loving us so very much. You are so special and wonderful. Your children," and he put the three names of our children, Alita, Joshua, and Judah. So that's another way of encouraging your wives once in a while.
Wow. And he gave you that card 3 years ago.
Yes.
When you were not carrying a baby.
Yes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow. Please, can you help us kiss your husband off camera? No, don't blow your kisses. Husbands don't want kisses to be blown. They want real kisses, okay? Hey, let me speak for the men now. Okay, husband man, sure. All right, we got to sign off now.
Okay.
Is it possible? Do you want to show us that day? Is she anywhere? Okay. Husband, man, show your face now. Don't worry. Wow. We've got to sign off now. Please,
so lovely.
Tell the husband man to show, let him show his face to now. Tell him, husband man, where are you? well done, sir. Okay, thank you. Lovely, lovely family.
Beautiful
Adeze. So good to see you. And your story keeps encouraging us.
Amen.
We thank God for your lives. Thank you. So we'll be signing off. Okay, final word from Dr. Ebu. Final word from my wife. And I will ask the husband man to pray for us. To just a closing prayer. Just final word from Dr. Ebu.
Okay, so I think above all of this, you know, one thing that we desire as mothers is the love, you know, from our spouses and our children. You know, it's like Sapphire said, you know, there are times that you are in this journey, not just necessarily waiting, but even the journey of being a mother, and you feel lonely. And, you know, at times, my husband is watching. There are times I ask him and I say, do you truly, truly love me? You know, you just want them to, if there's anything that we want, it's just that love, knowing that, you know, we're still loved, irrespective of the shape that has changed, irrespective of, you know, the weight that we've put on, irrespective of anything, you know, because when you know that you have the love of your husband and the love of your children, like Dr. Folarin said, the way the father treats their mother is what the children grow up to see, is the way the girls will end up being accepted, you know, is the way the girls will end up accepting what is offered to them. I mean, if you didn't see your father abuse your mother, it would be difficult for a girl to settle with a man that would abuse her. So love, we just want that love. We want that constant. I know I've said it, the reassurances, we just want it. And this thing is reciprocal. What you sow, I keep saying it, is what you reap. If you give of yourself to us, you can be sure that we'll give the same back to you.
Thank you, ma. All right. Final word from you.
Yeah, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. I'll be reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Husbands, love your wives. Seek the highest good for her and surrender with a caring, unselfish love. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. 26. So that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God, 27, so that in turn he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy, set apart for God and blameless. 28, even so husbands should and are morally obligated to love their own wives as being in a sense their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. 29, for no one ever hated his own body, but instead he nourishes and protects and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's the word of the Lord. That is it. Do you want to just give us a closing prayer? I want to thank everyone. You know, thank you for staying till the end. It's an extended service today because it's a special day. And thank you for all the contributions. So just before we sign off, I will ask Dada Ezekwe Nanakalu. By the way, Sapphire is looking like she's ready for the next one, sir. Okay, you can pray.
Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for today, a day we celebrate our mothers, our wives, our sisters, our daughters, our grandmothers. Father, we thank you, we give you praise. Father, we come before you in the days when ladies like Sarah Everett was killed. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ for comfort for every family that have lost a daughter, every family that have lost a mother, every family that have lost a girl child. We ask for comfort.
Yes,
we ask the Holy Spirit for your comfort.
Yes,
pray that you begin to work on us men, work on the sons, Father, that we might be responsible and we would take our place to protect our wives and our sisters and our daughters. Father, we ask, O God, that you teach us to value our wives and our mothers, our sisters and our daughters. Father, we ask, O God, that you work on our hearts. Father, work on us. They've shared what they want. Father, we ask that you give us men a listening ear.
Yes, Lord.
The place of repentance. Help to value them. Father, we thank you. Help us, Lord. As Christ, as you loved the church and gave your love. Father, teach us, show us the love of Christ that gave himself, that we will be able to give ourselves for our daughters, give ourselves for our sisters, give ourselves for our wives, give ourselves to our mothers. Father, we thank you. Father, today is not just a celebration. Today is every day. Help us to love and love our mothers and our wives, our sisters every day. We thank you. Father, your name. And Father, I pray right now for every marriage in crisis, every woman who's been abused, every woman who's been neglected. Father, for healing. Father, I ask deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, also right now for every woman who is expecting, Father, the delivery, the journey will be smooth.
Father,
every woman who has yet to become a mother, Father, you said none will cast their young, none will in our land. Father, I pray, O God, that you that watch over your word will bring it to pass. Father, the next mother's celebration, day celebration, we will hear good news.
Amen.
Born to us, O God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
And
Father, well, for every child that was born under unusual circumstances, Father, you are the giver of children. I ask for healing. I ask, oh God, that they will experience your love. Every offspring would not feel guilty, but Father will receive your mercy and your grace and your love as well. And every child born under difficult situations, Father, will experience your love as well. Father, generally, the situations and cases are so many, too numerous to mention. But Lord, I ask that today, even mothers and children that have lost their mothers, bring healing today.
Amen. Lord,
blessed be your name. For in mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Ebun Oluwa Adeola. Patrick. Thank you, Sophia Elizabeth Nana Kalu. Thank you, Ezipe Zechariah Nana Kalu. And thank you, my lovely princess Ada Eze. What's the name I gave her?
Grace.
Thank you for all joining us today. I leave us with this scripture, everybody. Honor is Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. In another place, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. We sign off today, and thank you everybody that's joined this live broadcast and your comments, and stay till the end of this extended service. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And have a wonderful week. And thank you for all the lovely prayers for our 23 years wedding anniversary.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
See you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Depending on when, well, I believe you will see this in the morning. And likely in your that time you come across this video. This is from every one of us in SAP Church. We just want to wish you a happy anniversary. It's been a fruitful journey of 23 years, and it's our prayer and declaration over you that eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard what God has prepared for you that love Him. In your steadfastness, in your faithfulness, there is so much the Lord has prepared for you. And it's our prayer that the glory of this latter years, of your marriage, of your union, will surpass in many ways and many dimensions the glory of the former. Happy anniversary once again from SAP Church. We love and celebrate you, our pastors, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Happy anniversary.
Hi, Pastor Fola. Hi, Pastor Oga. On behalf of the men in Joseph Tribe, I'd like to say a happy 23rd wedding anniversary to both of you. It's only by God's grace that you have come this far. And like it says in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. My prayer for you is that may the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you, and may He lift His face upon you and give you peace in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that your love will go stronger and stronger, and you will live for another 40 years more at least, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, and have a good time today.
Anniversary to you, Pastor Fola and Pastor Laura. Here is to another year of being great together. We pray that God will continue to be the oil and the light in your marriage. We hope you both find the time to look back on all your sweet memories, and hope that you continue to make a lot more. The Teenage Church is wishing a perfect pair a perfect and happy day. Happy anniversary to you. So hear me, you got to know that I will.
I'll love you. Happy wedding anniversary to our darling pastors, Pastor Fola and Mama Vura. We bless the Lord for this day that He has made, and He has kept both of you alive to see. We thank God that He has not only brought you this far.
He's wishing a perfect pair a perfect and happy day. Happy anniversary to you.
So hear me, you got to know that I will.
I'll love you. Happy wedding anniversary to our darling pastors, Pastor Fola and Mama Vura. We bless the Lord for this day that He has made, and He has kept both of you alive to see. We thank God that He has not only brought you this far, He has blessed your union greatly with the blessings of the Most High God. We honor you, we celebrate you, and we pray that as old wine ages with sweetness, that your union will continue to age with sweetness in the name of Jesus. We pray that your eyes will not see evil over your children, your eyes will not see evil over each other in the mighty name of Jesus. That which the Lord has committed into your hands individually and jointly as a couple, the Lord will enable you to fulfill all of them to His praise and to His glory in Jesus' name. Thank you for this great commission that you honored. Thank you for giving so much of yourself over the years. On behalf of God's special forces of Love Assembly, I am here to celebrate you and to wish you a very happy anniversary. I will pray that this will not be the last anniversary in the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep you to see many more in the name of Jesus. We hope you have a wonderful celebration today and always. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Forever committed to you. God says,
Happy anniversary, Pastor Fola and Pastor Wura. I love you both very, very much. I thank God for your lives and for where He has brought you till now. I pray that God will continue to bless you both and that your union will continue to grow stronger and stronger in Christ. Love you both. Have a great day.
Happy wedding anniversary, Pastor and Big Mommy. I pray that both of you will stay together forever and that you will both live to see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And if you want, your great-great-grandchildren. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Happy wedding anniversary, Pastor Fala and Pastor Laura. I hope you enjoy your day. And God bless you.
Amen.
Happy anniversary, Pastor and Auntie Cora and Mommy. I hope you enjoy your day. Mwah.
Amen.
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 Amen.